we'll see. I might get by without it. Sure, there's a lot more trouble with this wire to go, trying to string up multiple directions with, and make them directional and all. That was a real trick, getting those two element bi-squares interlaced amongst each other. And I don't know. It limited me on my experimenting. Whereas now I have everything on pulleys and I can, do all kinds of experimenting. So I didn't like that part. Of course, if I really want to, I can stick me a mast in that 55G. I can probably put a quarter wave spacing, with that tower and get away with it. But I'm going to try to keep the wind loading down on it because my anchors are out at 90 feet, better than a half yard, nearly a yard of concrete, and each anchor about 4 feet under the ground. But they're only out at 90 feet. And so with the tower at 160, that's not quite far enough. But without any load on it other than that vertical mast, I don't think I have any problem there. But I wouldn't want to press my luck and start putting a bunch of horizontal booms up there and I'm not going to get some wind loading on it. Which it'd probably take it all right, but I know it's going to be reduced. I just don't know how much it's going to be reduced. Of course, the anchors aren't coming up. The guy wires would have to break, and I don't figure that 5/16 guy wire is going to break. So, but anyway, I won't get that ambitious again. I'll just leave it with the pulleys. I'm going to try something. I'll play with it a while. And I've took down a lot of good antennas and ended up going back to them just to waste some copper wire, I guess. Good talk to you again Pete. We're going to get out of here ourselves, I think, and I may take another listen around, see how the VKs are coming in. I heard one down frequency a bit, and he was readable, but, not that good for the dipole yet. I don't think I won't stay up much longer. It's already 2 o'clock back here. We'll catch you later. W6XX, W5TZC. Good morning.
Okay, Larry. Very good. And yeah, you're probably okay with the 55 there with that deep guy going. That's because packed tire will take a lot of the compression. As long as your guy wires don't break, you'll probably be okay. W5TZC, W6XX, Larry.
There you are, Rob. I've been kind of looking for you. VK4LS, W5TZC. I'm still on the dipole, but I'm putting pieces parts together and hope to have the tower back up before the end of the month. Over. Well, I did use a vertical for a while, and now I started back up with the tower in late spring, and I got to the 80-foot level, and my son moved off, so I didn't have any help, and I started getting tired about 80-foot, so I've got some help to poke it on up to about 160. I'll stop somewhere between 140 and 160, and then I got a 20-foot, 2-inch mast that I'm going to put on the top of that with a couple of ropes and pulleys. And now I'll even have it where I can slide the mast up and down if I need to change the pulley out. But I got the inverted V is at about 90 feet. It's on the gin pole. Just using the gin pole I was using to erect the tower. I just pulled up a quick inverted V and thought I'd get back on it, but I got so busy on the farm that I didn't have time to mess with it, and the farming deal will be slowed down tremendously by the end of the month, so I'll have time to play next month over.
Okay.
He left me for a young girl up in the northeast, northwest part of the state, and he's off up there with his girlfriend. I couldn't compete with her over. I'll probably have right at 4 acres next year. I've got another pretty good strip that's probably 100 by 250 foot that I'm going to use next year. We've got it cleared, and I'm going to use it next year as well over on further down the property here. But that'd be about all I can handle. Really, if I don't work out my timing right, what I got's more than I can handle. But I'm gonna try to do a little staggering on a lot of the stuff so that so much of it doesn't come in at one time. And of course, you know how that works. It'll still all come in at one time because everything don't grow, you know, strictly by the book. It depends on the temperature and all. So I'm sure I'll stay covered up. But we made it, and for a first-year effort, I'm really pleased. We had no problem moving the merchandise, and lots of it. I still got five varieties of beans and four varieties of squash and okra and sweet corn I still got out there, and I'll probably still have it till we get first frost. So we're the only only one at the market that has beans and corn, so not a problem selling it all. VK4LS, W5TZC.